North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
210 laps to go. As a matter of fact, we're on lap 290. Chad Little continues to lead over Bill Elliott. And as Craig just said, Elliott is just holding back as he's now let a little bit more real estate open up between he and Bill Elliott.
Welcome back out there to Race Speedway. Steve Mortland, Dan Beecher, Tom Withrow, Sherry Berg helping us out this afternoon. We are just getting ready to fire off as they are getting the pace laps underway for the Bomber 50-lap feature out here at Evergreen Speedway. And, Dan, we were right. We had Jim Foti has gotten into the number 25 of Dwayne Schoesbeck on the start.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's the one that qualified the car or not, being he qualified such a good time in fourth position. So, and I noticed just off the corner here that on the warm-up laps, they did stop the car, and they were looking at the right rear. So I don't know if that was a problem with the tire, or maybe they thought maybe some fluid or something was leaking.
Jim
hasn't turned any laps in the car other than, I think this is his first warm-up lap in it, huh?
Well, if you're going to get into a Bomber that you've never driven before, the number 25 of Dwayne Schoesbeck's isn't a bad one to get into, is it?
Well, no. I think you can just go ahead and drive it and have confidence.
Speedway Chevrolet Monte Carlo pace car is finally pulling off onto the 3/8. First racing action of the evening out here at the Washington 500 is just about to start. We're going to go down to Scott Ellsworth and Kelly Hale with the call here as Lane Sundholm has him on the point coming out of turn number two with Frank Calgill up on the outside. Joe Lang down on the inside second row. Kelly Mann is in this race. Who do you look for, Dan, real quick?
I look for Kelly.
You do?
Yeah. He did hit the wall during qualifying, too, but it didn't seem to hurt anything.
All right. Let's get to the start.
Night to shine. Wave a hat, wave a hanky. They tell me, folks, we can see that as they come to the start-finish line. The NASCAR Les Schwab Tire Bombers, here we go! Turn number one, Lane Sundholm grabs the lead out of turn number two down the backstretch. Here comes Calgill on the outside, Joe Lang on the inside for second. They'll stay side by side here on lap number one as they go into turn number three. Calgill does not like that outside line, so he drops back in behind Lang. She moves up to second. It's Sundholm, Lang, and Calgill here on lap number one.
And keeping an eye on that path behind him, Joe Neal gets a little bit loose and then gets tapped by Kelly Mann as they make the exit off at four. Nealon now slowed way up as he's falling way back into the field as Kelly Mann now is going to move in front of Merlin Cook down the backstretch. Dale Latosky and Travis Blackwood are side-by-side. That's a battle for sixth position as side-by-side making their way through turns three and four. Dale Latosky down low. Blackwood up high. Latosky with the advantage. Into the gas. And he comes off a four, but here comes Blackwood fighting back across the line. Blackwood's going to hold on to that position.
Blackwood getting by the 53 of Latosky. That is back there for the sixth position. Keep an eye on Mann and Nealon as Nealon tries to work his way back up through the field in that number 99. Meanwhile, it's a three-car breakaway, and that three-car train being led by Sundholm and Calgill at the back with Jill Lang stuck in the middle there as they go to turn number one here with three laps completed.
And back to the fourth position now. Kelly Mann has separated himself from the 11 of Merlin Cook, who's riding along in fifth. So a little bit of separation from the rest of the field for Kelly Mann, but quite a distance for him to catch that 76 of Frank Calgill. But Kelly Mann right now is in it pretty good. Merlin Cook has got Travis Blackwood in his rearview mirror right now as that group comes off of turn number four.
So as you mentioned, the lap car, the first one going down is Kimmy Wilkinson, but she tucks it right to the bottom of the racetrack, getting out of the way. Nealon picks up another spot as he works his way back up through. Nikki Bristol now loses a lap down the backstretch. Now Calgill has lost a little bit of ground to the front two as Sundholm and Lang have grouped up with each other as they draft with each other down the front stretch. We'll have five laps down of 50, a lot of racing yet to go.
A whole lot of racing yet to go. Joe Lang and Lane Sundholm right now hooked up, running away from the field. But let's not forget, last year that was Brian Cottrell who was out in front of this field, and he was gone. And then, of course, a late yellow came out, and that changed everything for Brian Cottrell. So although you see Lane Sundholm and Joe Lang with this huge lead that they have right now, Just one yellow flag, and that's going to be gone. But what a battle right now up front. The double zero of Lane Sundholm, second in the points. The 27 of Joe Lang, third in the season points, right on his rear bumper. And there's this veteran, the 76 of Frank Calgill, hanging right with them.
As they head into turn number three, it is still Lang tucked in right behind the double zero of Sundholm. We now have answered the question on the 25 car. That is not Showspec. That is the 85 car of Fody, and that's why it went to the back of the field. Jim Fody, who's one of our points leaders, is using Showspec's car.
Jim Fody is your season points leader in the Les Schwab Tire Bomber Division, so obviously an issue with his car. Dwayne Showspec saying, buddy, I'm not running for points. You go out there and you run this car so that you can hold your spot. And there goes Jim Fody in the 25 off into turn one.
So he has to do it the hard way, all the way from the back of the field to get points. But I know that he wants to thank Dwayne Showspec for making his car available. Got a lot of smoke coming out of the sixth car of Steve Schoenfeld down the backstretch. Schoenfeld in the Squire's number six, Monte Carlo, showing a lot of smoke. Not sure if it's the rear end setting down on the wheels. That's kind of what it looks like. Here come the leaders, though, up on Schoenfeld. They got to be a little wary of that smoke coming out of that six car.
Yeah, they are right there right now. NASCAR official will be taking a close look at the number six as he comes by. It looks like the smoke has dissipated right now. Coming back, I think he's had a fender rub. It's really leaning back on that right rear, and I think that's a fender rub, and that's looks like a pretty big one. And we'll have to keep an eye on that, see if that tire goes down. But in the meantime, Lane Sundholm and Jill Lang have now broken out about a second lead now over the 76 of Frank Calgill.
And Calgill right now has almost a two-second lead over Scott Mann. So right now that top three have definitely broken away. That's Kelly Mann, excuse me. They got Scott Mann here.
Yep.
As they head out of turn at number two down the back stretch, we watch Travis Blackwood as Nealon, who was right up front at one point, got mired back in the field after a little bit of contact on the front stretch. But he's working his way back up, and right now on the tail of the five of Blackwood.
And speaking of contact, a little bit of contact over there in one and two between Bill Mann and Doug Wilkinson. Doug Wilkinson off the pace right now. And he's making his first start right now in the Les Schwab Tire Bomber Division this year. It's great to see Bam Bam back racing out here at Evergreen Speedway, though. But meanwhile, it continues to be Lane Sundholm over Joe Lang, Frank Calgill. Then it's Kelly Mann, Travis Blackwood, your top five.
And that's how they set up right now as they come into turn at number three and four down the front stretch. Here goes Sundholm working his way through traffic, getting around Mike Kiles, Dwayne Humany, and the 27 of Jill Lang really had to slide up through the cars to get to turn number one. She hung on, though, and kept it off the wall.
And now take a look back. Taking a look back a little bit farther, we've got the number 53 of Darrell Litovsky riding around in eighth. He had pulled up right to the back of the number 11 of Merlin Cook. Looked like he was going to attempt to take that position, and then he fell back just a little bit. But he needs to get moving because Bill Mann now is right there with Darrell Litovsky. The battle shaping up in the middle of this pack.
Tony Deegan in that 42 car off the pace right now. But also we see Nealon got by the five of Blackwood to move up yet one more spot. That will put him up in the fifth position. As we watch our leaders exiting turn number four, they've got a lot of open track in front of them. But our fourth, fifth, and sixth place cars are really into a lot of traffic right now. As Kelly Mann works his way on by Tony Deegan and Dwayne Humany, here comes Nealon.
Now, Kelly Mann putting two tires down below the white line as he makes his exit off of two. And you're right, Kelly Mann is on the move, but it's a long ways to third place, Frank Calgill, and then a little bit farther yet to catch the double zero of Sundholm. And Jill Lang coming off of turn four. She has to dive to the outside to avoid Kimmy Wilkinson, who is way off the pace. Jill Lang with another very close call with a slower car right there.
So Lang trying to hang on and hold that second spot. Staying right in the shadow of the double zero of Sundholm. Remember, they're in the points battle also between the two of them, so keeping the car somewhat in your sights is also a good thing. But then at the end, you want to have that car in your sights as they go to turn number one. It's still Sundholm, Lang, and Calgill staying right with them. Hasn't lost any more ground. I think he just may be hanging back and giving himself plenty of room.
Well, the leaders successfully made their way around some of the slower traffic, and now you see the middle pack cars from about fourth spot on back. And now they're trying to work their way through. There's excitement heating up here on the track. Side by side racing. as they go off. Sean Carlson, Steve Schoenfeld, as they go through one and two. Carlson going down low to get around the slower Schoenfeld. And now we've got Mike is way off the pace there. Mike Kyle's way off the pace. Looks like he's got a tire down.
Yes, he does.
And he's not able to get down to pit road.
Mike Kyle's trying to get back around, has a left rear tire down, may have even cut down a right rear tire. When the car set down, it popped both rear tires, and you can see the back end of that Camaro just dragging as it comes off of turn number four.
So Mike Kyle's trying to hang on to it, nurse it back around to pit road. And so we get a look at the car coming by the front stretch right now as the flaggers go to work alerting all the other cars on the track that they got a slower one as they're doing a great job staying below. Mike Kyle's doing a fantastic job right now as we try to stay green here. Your leaders continue to be Lane Sunholm, Joe Lang, Frank Calgill, Scott Mann, and now Joe Nealon has gotten by Blackwood for the fifth spot.
And he did that quite a while ago and has pulled away dramatically from that group. And he's reeling in Kelly Mann as we got the trouble off of turn number four. We got a car sideways but gathers it back up as the 10 car tried to go on pit road. One car getting involved with that. That's Steve Potasik in the 06. And what a job he did to avoid contact.
Fantastic. Potasik going ahead and getting right back into it right now. Steve Potasik right around in the 14th position. As he right now is on his 19th lap. The leaders have completed 20. As they are coming across the line right now, those leaders being Lane Sunholm, Joe Lang, and that lead now has shrunk. That lead is back down to a second. So Frank Calgill on the move as the leaders having to negotiate their way through some of the slower traffic. Frank Calgill has been able to close that gap.
When is the last time you said that Jim Foti is down a lap? It just happened, folks. Your points leader just went down a lap in the borrowed car. The 85 of Jim Foti going down a lap as now they move to the outside of Jim Bobcat Downey, a former figure eight racer in his Monte Carlo. He'll keep it right to the bottom and let those leaders go by.
And look where Frank Calgill is now. He is right there. He has caught Lane Sunholm and Jill Lang. This is now shaping up to be a three-car battle for this lead. Frank Calgill has managed to catch Lane Sunholm and Joe Lang as they were working their way through this traffic. A little bit cleaner space. They stretch it out a little bit. Lane Sunholm right now has got about three car lengths on Joe Lang. That's the biggest lead he's had all race.
As we watch the leaders in a bunch of traffic and a bunch more to go through as they come down the front stretch. Lane Sunholm been bobbing, and he tags the outside wall, it looked like. He may have got up into the wall exiting turn number four to Sunholm. His car is getting very, very loose, going in and coming off, as now he works to the outside of the slower car heading down the backstretch, the 54 of Tim Widener. And he'll give him a wide berth, but he's also got the 53X of Doug Wilkinson there. Let's see what happens here. Your three leaders all in traffic coming off of four.
And there goes Lane Sunholm driving down to the bottom of Tim Widener as they come across the start-finish line. They're working their way through one and two. Tim Widener going ahead and moving himself up to that third groove, giving the leaders a lot of space, a lot of room to race. Great move by Tim Widener. Now Lane Sunholm is going to come up to the back of Dwayne Heumann, and he's going to have to dive down to the bottom. And time to get by another one.
Halfway, 25 down, 25 to go for your leaders as they come back to the line.
All right, what we are going to do, we're going to take a break at the halfway point. Really an exciting bomb race. What do you see out of the cars, Dan, as some of these things are getting sloppy out there?
Yeah, they're getting pretty warmed up. The tires and stuff are getting a little slick. Cars that have bad handling are coming to the top and seeing that the wall gets pretty big. You see quite a difference in speed on some of these guys. They don't run this big track but once a year or two, and they don't know how to set up for it. So there's some real fast cars, and then there's some slow cars that are being lapped for the second time.
Well, they all four new tires, so
yep.
They're tearing it up there.
Yep.
My name's Steve Moreland. He's Dan Beecher. Tom Glitherow down on the in the pits. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll bring you the rest of the 50-lap bomber feature out here at the Washington 500. This is North Sound Racing. We'll be back after these messages.